Welcome to the Mortgage and Mindset in Minutes podcast, and I'm your host, Tiffany Rose, where you'll get a little on mortgage and a lot on mindset. 1, 2, 3, got my new microphone here, so I'm so excited to use it. I had my old Yeti, and it just wasn't working as good as this one. So anyways, all right, so why I am hopping on today is to talk about, like, whether you're a lender, an entrepreneur of any sort, even if you are wanting to level up in your business. So if you're W-2 and you want that promotion and you know that, like, you're thinking bigger, right? So I want to talk about the difference, like how you can become the top level up to be out of the 92% category into the 4-8%. And I'm going to tell you what that means. So it's so crazy. Like, your subconscious mind really works as like a magnet. Have you ever heard a quote before? And please comment, like, wherever platform you're, I'm going live right now. It's on YouTube, all my Facebooks and all that. So wherever you are, please comment on this, because I want to hear your feedback. Have you ever heard like a quote, and then all of a sudden you see it, you read it, somebody says it, you see it, Instagram post, or you're thinking like, ooh, I really like the new like Corvette. And then all of a sudden you start seeing all these Corvettes and it just comes into your view. So I keep hearing something that's coming into my view about like the 92%. You don't want to be like that group of people. Most of those people want to be like everybody else. They're not thinking bigger. They're afraid to integrate their goals, their visions, their dreams, and level up. They want to be comfortable. They want to stay stuck. And they don't realize that they want to stay stuck, but they know that they want to stay comfortable. Now, when you get out of that 92%, I want you to understand something. When you are in a room with the 4-8%, the people that are thought leaders, that communicators, innovators, the ones that are not afraid of technology, that are not afraid to put themselves out there, and they know that they have a bigger message, right? Now, when you're looking around and you're like, this is hard, I'm confused, I'm overwhelmed, I'm uncomfortable, oh my gosh, it's because you just got unstuck. You just pulled yourself out of that 92%, and now you're in the top 4-8%, and you want to be in that group. You want to look around where you're the low man on the totem pole, and you want to look around and go, oh my God, I aspire to be like this person. I want that job promotion. I want to do social media like that. I want that amount of followers. I want to make that kind of income. You want to be in a room where people are making $300,000 a month, which is entirely possible, by the way, especially when you do things digitally and you have a message and you're a master communicator and an innovator, and you're no longer thinking like a worker or a manager where you're just herding cats or you're working by the hour, and you have that belief that harder work, like more hours worked equals more pay. If you believe that, then you're going to start staying stuck. You're going to be stuck in that. So when you take yourself out of the 92% and you move yourself into that smaller percentage, and you're in a mastermind, for example, like, highly encourage you, whether you're a lender, entrepreneur, realtor, anybody, get in a mastermind where you're actually sitting there going, whoa, how did I get myself into this group? I'm so confused here. Because that means you appreciate that overwhelm, because it means you're growing. When you start to level up, and maybe you're the top 8%, then you're 7%, 6%, 4%, because you start doing things, which I'm going to give you some examples of like what I've learned in my mastermind and what I've applied and how I've leveled up. When you start doing that, you start growing and you start becoming the giraffe. There's a giraffe theory that when you look around, all you can see is other giraffes. You will no longer be able to recognize or be able to see the people that are down there in that 92% category where everyone just wants to be comfortable. They don't have a vision board. They don't even know what to put on their vision board. They don't even have goals, let alone reading them every day. So, and it's not because people are, one person's better than another. That's never going to be the case. There's no human being that's better than another one, with, I guess, exceptions of if you're a murderer or a rapist or something, I don't know. But just speaking business-wise, you are no better than any other human being. However, you can get further along in your journey. You can get more uncomfortable. You can get more unstuck. You can think bigger. You can shine brighter and be bigger than the rest of the category. The large percentage of human beings are staying stuck in. So if you have a fear of like being the weirdo, let me tell you, you want everyone to think you're the weirdo. You want to go down the beaten path. You want to go down that road where everyone's going, what is she doing? Like, trust me, when I got into coaching, I know that people were going like, she's a coach. What is she doing? Like, I don't understand what she's doing. I can just like, I'm very intuitive, by the way. So I can like absorb the energy. I can intuitively know what judgment, and you know, haters are going to hate. So forget about me being like intuitive. This is just what people say, because you're triggering something in them that they have always wanted to do and they've been too afraid to do it. And so there's a little bit of that, like, other people are getting uncomfortable because you're going off the beaten path. But somebody told me one time, NFL coaches aren't expected to be a player forever. And I was like, whoa, that's so true. I've done mortgage loans for 23 plus years since I went to college for 4 days. Okay. For you that's watching, went to college for 4 days. I got straight into the mortgage business. I never veered, went to only like a handful of companies over my 20 something years. I've never made less than six figures. And that's not a brag. That's not an income claim. It's because to make help you understand that when you stick with something, and that I've always been a top producer, I've been a great lender, and I've never done it by kissing realtors' butts, chasing realtors. They don't want to be chased. I've built strong friendships, relationships. Like, of course, this lending business, any kind of entrepreneurship, it is relationship building. You can't just go on, hop on and do some social media and think that you're this amazing coach and you don't ever have to have a relationship with anybody. But I have proved over the last 2+ decades that I am a top mortgage lender. I have now put myself into coaching, put myself into that category where I want to lead, where I have a bigger message. I want to think bigger. Like, I knew that there was more for me than just doing loans, right? I still dabble in that a little bit, but that's not something that I want to do forever. So I have now taken myself and put myself in a different category where I always am uncomfortable. I'm always in a mastermind where I'm like, what am I going to learn today? What's it going to be? What's Opus? What's Cast Magic? So I promised you I'd give you some examples. So now I'm in the weirdo group that's actually decided to level up and to make more money and to think bigger and be a master communicator that's spreading a message authentically and using it on a one-to-many instead of a one-to-one, right? So one-to-many, how do you get your message out there as a lender, a real estate agent, an entrepreneur? What kind of message are you going to share? Everybody has a business soul story, okay? You don't need to be like every other lender. You don't need to be like every other restaurant owner. Everybody has a story, and that's what makes you unique. So when you start learning how to fine-tune, refine that message, and get out there and talk about these things, now, when you harness social media, AI, and get good, the only way to get good at video, by the way, is to do cringy videos, okay? The only way to put out good content, good podcasts, good YouTube videos, good emails is by starting out bad, okay? And then you get better. It's the more reps that you put in, the bigger the belief becomes in yourself, the more your behavior gets better, the more your thoughts change, and the more income you start making, the more you start rising up, especially when you put yourself in that category. So some of the things that I had to work my way through was like, I'm not good at technology. Guess what? Let me give you an example. There is technology where you can do I don't care what kind of business that you're in, you can do a long form video that's intended maybe for YouTube, let's say. Super easy. You go on YouTube, you create a channel, you may already have one. You say, create a video, and you record it. Or you just record it on Zoom. Most of the whole world post-COVID knows Zoom, right? So you record a video on Zoom and you just talk for 15, 20 minutes. You take that video, it downloads from Zoom onto your computer. You upload that to what's called Opus Pro, Opus Clips. So it's going to give you, Opus Pro is going to give you clips. You upload that video and it's going to take all of your 15, 25 minutes that you just kind of rambled on about whatever. It's going to grab 30-second videos for you. It's going to add captions. It's going to rate it to see, like, is this going to go viral or not? So mine was like a 94% chance that it's going to go viral. And I got more views on it than I had on other videos and that I created on my own with the teleprompter in like a whole year. In 24 hours, I got triple the views than I did. And that's from Opus Clips that it's created. Then you can take that same video and take it a step further and you can upload it to what's called Cast Magic. Now, Cast Magic, you take that same video, okay? This is not hard. It's not rocket science, which I love when people tell me that, because I'm like, okay, if it's not rocket science, then I can do it. So you do the 15-minute video, you upload it to Opus. Now you have a bunch of 30-second clips that you can publish to social media straight from the Opus platform on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook as a 30-second clip super fast. Now you take that same video, same long-form video, and you can upload it to what's called Cast Magic. Cast Magic will create AI content. It will create podcast description, keywords, timestamp what you're talking about throughout that. It will give you questions. It'll give you Instagram threads. There's a new thing called Instagram. There's threads. It'll give you the actual copy that summarizes what you're talking about and puts that into, you can put that in there. It'll give you your Facebook ad copy. It gives you everything. So you click on the little AI content once you upload the video. And it's like crazy town what it does for you. But me as a lender, I was like, okay, so how could this work for my business? Well, it's sharing a message through video. Thousands of people are seeing it instead of me smiling and dialing and thinking like having coffee with a potential partner that they shouldn't even have time to meet with me. If I think that that's the better route to cold call, maybe somebody says yes. I take 3 hours out of my day because remember, it takes a lot of time to unfocus, refocus, have the meeting, get back to the office, update people on how the meeting went and go, okay, what was I doing before I left for coffee or lunch? So it takes a big chunk out of your day. But if you can do that same kind of conversation and you can post on it on YouTube and all your social media platforms, Opus Clips chops it up so you can put those little pieces of what you would normally say on a coffee with a real estate agent or a potential real estate referral partner, or if you're a restaurant owner, like whatever marketing meeting you're going to have, if you talk about that on YouTube instead, and now it's created these little clips and now you're blasting it out, you're getting that one message that you were going to have that coffee meeting with, and you're spreading it out to thousands and thousands of people. So can you see how this can work for your business? Can you see the magic that being good at technology, being in a mastermind where people are going, oh, you just go on ChatGPT and it'll give you an outline of what to talk about, blah, blah, blah. It'll create you a landing page like in 30 seconds if you give them the topics. It'll create you a, if you're a lender and you're like, hey, I want to teach real estate agents like the power of video or how to use ChatGPT or how to use Canva or, you know, anything. When you become a master of that and you build up that skill, nobody can take that skill away from you. Now you can use ChatGPT to go build out an outline on how to teach it to somebody else so you can give them value. It doesn't always have to be, if you're a lender watching this, doesn't always have to be like, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Realtor, give me a deal. Let's go have coffee. They don't want that. It doesn't feel good. It feels sleazy. But Dr. Joe Vitale, Secrets from Attracting Money author, he said his exclusive definition of marketing is sharing a love for your product or service with an audience that wants to hear about it. And when you share it with the audience that doesn't want to hear about it, you feel bad, they feel bad, it doesn't go well. Now imagine like giving your real estate partners, your CPAs, your financial advisors, whatever kind of business you're in where it's like an affiliate or somebody that you aspire to work with. Imagine like sharing a love for what you learned, your product, your service, being of service to them where they feel good and they're like, oh my gosh, I've always wanted to learn ChatGPT. Like I've always wanted to do my first YouTube video. I didn't understand like how to even hook up a microphone or why a microphone's important. When you start doing these things and you love it and you genuinely want to serve your partners that you hope to work with, not just to give me business or buy my thing, but just, you know, come to my restaurant, like becoming from a place of service and using it, using all this technology and becoming good at it because you're learning this in a mastermind, like, can you see how it all just starts to gel together? So put yourself in that small category. Always be the weirdo. Always go down the path that everybody else is confused, where you see the broken down cars, like Ed Milet explains it very well. Like you see the broken down cars and the red lights flashing and caution and everyone's fearful. Go down that path. Be the weirdo. Be the odd man out, because that's where the magic happens, right? Be in that smaller percentage where you're looking to sharpen your message so you can lead the 92% that feel stuck, that needs you, especially as a lender right now. People need us more than ever. There's so much confusion. This is not 2020 where rates are 2-something, 3-something percent, where it's like so easy. Just go refinance. You're a commodity. It's like, what's your rate today? Well, what's your rate today? What's your rate today? People need information more than ever. They're stuck in the rent cycle. They don't understand like how they missed the boat. They're regretful and they have an affordability problem. And it's up to you as a mortgage lender, as a real estate agent, to say like, hey, here's the opportunity here. Here's what a temporary buy down is. Here's how you can get a cosigner to help you, a mom, a dad, or somebody, a relative to cosign for you. So you can, if you're watching this and you're stuck in the rent cycle, I'll give you a tip right now. If you plan to buy a house, that's, let's say it's $500,000 and it's a 3-bedroom. You're like, okay, well, I want to rent it out to roommates because I'm in my 20s or I'm in my 30s and I'm not married yet or I don't have kids or I don't care. Get uncomfortable. If you have kids and you're married, you still want to have a roommate because you can't afford to buy a house on your own. You get a co-signer, right? A mom, dad, sister, brother, relative. They can co-sign and use part of their income to sign with you. And then they don't have to pay any of that. You have your roommates renting out the 2 or 3 bedrooms and helping you pay your mortgage or gift funds. Like maybe you have a parent that knows the beauty, the generational wealth they're building, and they have a 2-something, 3-something%. Maybe they get an equity line or maybe they borrow from an IRA and they gift you funds to bring down that mortgage payment. Because a lot of the times, like the zero down loans right now, it's really hard affordable wise because yeah, you don't have to have any money down, but now you run into the problem of you're buying a $500,000 house with a $500,000 loan. So there's gift funds from relative that's absolutely allowed. Maybe you and somebody else, a friend, get everything in writing, treat it like an LLC or a business partnership. Maybe you and a friend go, that's it, I'm done. I don't want to pay rent anymore. Let's move in together. Let's go 50-50. We'll each be on, 50-50 on the deed. And let's type something out about buyouts, contracts, and make it like a business decision so you don't get in bed, so to speak, with a friend in a house and now you're stuck. If it's creating generational wealth and you guys can't figure it out, you rent out that house and you're now both still homeowners, somebody else is renting out that and paying down the mortgage for you and giving you the write-off. And now you just go your separate ways and go back to renting. But now you guys are both homeowners, 50-50. There's a million ways to think outside the box. And if you're an entrepreneur, a realtor, a lender right now, they need you more than ever. You need to share your message and you need to do it on video. Proper use of video. Adding captions, the hook so they don't get bored. Don't even take the time to say, hi, I'm Tiffany of XYZ Mortgage Company. Bye. We're fighting for attention in 3 seconds as an entrepreneur, as a lender, as a real estate agent. I teach only lenders right now, but maybe someday I will be a business coach where I'm teaching this to, because it's all the same stuff. My basically husband, I love to death, Bobby, we laughed last night at dinner because I'm like, this is so crazy. We're doing the same thing. We're both managing a CRM. We're both doing Facebook ads, social media, marketing, and innovation is a backbone to any successful business. Lending is no different. He owns 2 martial arts schools in Dublin. Martial arts schools, they're no different. So we were laughing about how this is applicable to any kind of business. So one day I will, mark my words, I will be not just teaching this to lenders. I'll be teaching this on an additional course. That's business coaching because it's all the same stuff. So that's all I have for you today. I really want you to, I encourage you as a takeaway to think about what kind of things you've been thinking inside the box on, what kind of things that you've been held back on because you've just been too comfortable. And where do you want to get to where you want to put yourself as a low man on the totem pole to grow to be the giraffe where you're only kicking it with other giraffes and you no longer are in that big pile of people that lost the belief in themselves, are confused, are looking for somebody else to solve their problem, and so on. So key takeaway is journal. Take 5 minutes right now after you watch this and just go, what's holding me back? Where am I stuck? Am I too comfortable? Like, what kind of mastermind can I join? How can I market myself one to many on social media? How can I get out there and share my voice, my authentic self, and serve and love my product with an audience that wants to hear about it? So I know a few people, if you just joined, so sorry if you just joined, go back and watch this. I know you're going to get a lot of value out of it. Feel free to comment what your takeaways are. The more I can do this and know who's listening, who I'm giving value to, it helps me do more of that. So please, please, please comment, love it, and give me the feedback because I want to know how I can help more and what I need to go deeper in out of this last 20 minutes of talking. What were you like? Wait, you went too fast. You talked too fast. I need to know more about this and that. And can you go deeper on that? And I have a lot of freebies, things that I've created, templates, trainings, mini trainings that go deeper on some of the things that I was talking about. So thank you so much. And I will see you on the next one.